Let's raise our hands, bow, open with a word of prayer. We are so thankful this morning, Lord, to come before your throne of grace. Yes, only believe, all things are possible. Now I believe. We are so thankful this morning, Lord, to be called sons and daughters of God. What a privilege. Lord, unmerited favor. Some of us were running away, Lord, from the commonwealth of God. But amazing grace, oh God, brought us in, Lord. Oh, we want to thank you, Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Now we can raise our hands to you, Almighty Jehovah. Against nature, gravity will be pulling our hands down. But Father, Lord Jehovah, we are raising our hands to you, Father, because, Lord, now I believe. Lord Jesus Christ, no wonder why the scripture says, is not him that runneth or him that willeth, or but it's you that showeth mercy, O God. We are so thankful of this mercy, O God. Heavenly Father, our prayer is, help us to obey, Lord, what your word tells us to do. Help us, Almighty Jehovah, with all our young ones, Lord, middle age, and the mature ones, Lord, all of us, mighty Jehovah, Lord, that we accept, Heavenly Father, oh God, even this grace which is amazing. We thank you, Father. We commit the reading of the scriptures and the preaching of the same, Lord, in your hands. I pray, come, speak to your children, Heavenly Father. Lord God, may the supernatural voice be heard, Almighty Jehovah. Lord Jehovah, that quickens all things. We thank you, we appreciate you, as we surrender and commit every Lord in your capable hands, in the wonderful name of our Lord and soon to come Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I want to greet you this wonderful morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I hope and trust you are well and that the Lord is keeping you. We want to thank him. Let's just give a clap offering to our mighty Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Such a privilege. Yes, no wonder why the prophet normally would say such a grand privilege to be in the house of the Lord. We have got this notice that we just want to give to say start this coming Sunday, we'll be having our services at church at the Tabernacle. So we know we've been having these services not in the Tabernacle, but on Sunday, that's the 6th of September, we'll be having the services or in the Tabernacle. We still do have the restrictions, and let's do our level best to cooperate with the officers so that things move out well. I think they will give you out the nitty-gritties, but I know we did it before, so I'm sure we might just follow the same way that people would want to come on the Sunday, they'll then register through the officers. But they will provide the final details most probably today, or if not, maybe as the week progresses.
Amen.
Shall we rise to our feet? We want to read a scripture. Luke 17, verse 12 to 14. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. May the Lord bless the reading of his word as you take your seats. Amen. The previous services, we were talking about God having confidence in you. We want to thank God for that, him having confidence in the believer. It also gives us a certain responsibility or a certain level of responsibility, knowing that the Lord has confidence in you. So in the same vein, because the Lord has got confidence in you, I'm sure it also makes you to say, I want to obey what he says. I want to obey the word of God. So this morning, we're just going still under the same vein, but this time we'll be talking about it pays to obey. Amen. So we are saying it pays to obey. But what does it mean when somebody says obey or obedience? So the dictionary meaning of obey, it is to submit to the authority of somebody or to comply with the law. I'm sure you are very, very well familiar, especially with this, in this, especially this time that we are living with. We have to conform, to comply with the laws. Like the laws will say, as you go out of your house or out of your enclosure, you have to have a face mask. So that is to obey, to comply with a law, with an authority. So yes, we are saying it pays to obey. So as you move out, yes, take your mask, wear it. It pays to obey. Amen. Now, it is also to carry out a command or an instruction. So yes, you'll be in obedience if you carry out a command or an instruction. So like I mentioned, to say, yes, there are laws that says as you walk out, you have to have your face mask, you have to maintain social distance, all those things. Yes, these are laws that are put in by a country. So the country put in laws to be followed by its citizens. You do well as a citizen to follow or to obey the laws. Now, organizations too, they've got their guidelines that they give to be followed even by employees. So if you want to be a good worker, follow the guidelines, follow the process flows, follow whatever is expected of you. That is obedience. You are obeying. And we are saying it pays to obey. Now, communities also, they've got generally acceptable practices. They've got their norms that they agree or, you know, for example, some communities, they say you don't go into the fields on a Thursday. So it's a generally acceptable norm or principle. And if you are a citizen of that place or that community, you do well to obey that. If you don't, you then see life is not as easy. Now, as churches as well, yes, the Bible, yes, it should be our principal theme. We do well to follow, to obey what the Bible says. Now, coming closer home as message believers, yes, the message should be our absolute. A mark of distinction. You should be able to obey, to follow. And by just mere looking at somebody walking, the way how he is dressed, the way how one speaks, you should be able to say, this is a message believer. It pays, brother and sister, to obey. Now, even families as well, we do have our specific things that we do as families. You know, if you go to another family, you might see the way how they do their things is different. For example, in another family, after cooking or, you know, Manisi helper or the assistant, after cooking, maybe she'll then say, oh, I finished cooking. Can you come and dish out the food? No. So that's, yes, was accepted or in that home. So you have to do to obey what is expected in that home. No, I'm just remembering a story that I heard as well. To say, yes, this woman, she was married, and so she was the one who was responsible for, you know, dishing out, you know, exactly she knows what daddy wants, you know, thigh, blah, blah, blah. So, but they then visited the mother-in-law. So the mother-in-law, her expectation as well is this daughter-in-law who was used to dishing, when she cooks, she has to hand over to the mother-in-law to outdo the actual dishing. So you can see two people here now, they are all responsible for dishing out. But now the daughter-in-law, she has gone to the house of the mother-in-law. Now, she does well in obeying. She just have to follow. Otherwise, yes, you know, it will not be such a good scenario there. Otherwise, instead of staying maybe for a week, they might end up staying for one day. But it pays to obey. So yeah, a friend of mine was telling me, say, okay, so the daughter-in-law says, yes, I'll just do, I will obey what my mother-in-law wants. Yes, I'll just give here to dish out, maybe just for 2 or 3 days, and then when I return back to my home, of course, I'll have all the benefits of dishing out. Hey, it sounds small, brother and sister, but it makes such a difference. It pays to obey. Amen. Our schools as well, they've got rules, regulations that they put in place to ensure conformity and uniformity with our children. If they don't do that, you'll be surprised, you'll be shocked to see some boys wearing 3 shorts at the same time. Imagine 3 shorts at the same time. So they have to ensure that no, you only wear 1 short per day when you're coming to school, not to wear 3 or 4 shorts at the same time. You know, some, you know, boys, they come maybe from well up to do family, so maybe they have a lot of these shorts. So maybe they think if they wear 1 short a day, they might not even finish the shorts, so they're trying to cover up and wear 3, 4 at one go. But somebody is losing sleep because somebody is wearing 3, 4 shorts at the same time. Oh, but we want to thank God for these schools that put rules, regulations to ensure that we conform to this. We wear 1 short, one child. Amen. Hallelujah. So yes, laws, they help us, or they help institutions to be governable. And for children going to school, if you want to pass, you better listen to what your teacher or your tutor is telling you, and then you pass with distinctions. And you little girls, when mommy tells you to say, stay away from these funny boys, especially the notorious and naughty ones, you do good in obeying mommy's voice. You'll be so happy, brother and sister, especially you young girl, when that day comes, when daddy takes your hand and hand you over in marriage to a son who also was not wearing 3 shorts at the same time. Amen. Glory be to God. But I just want to let you know, brother and sister, when we are saying it pays to obey, we are not just talking about saying things, they just be moving well. It takes some sacrifices as well, because you have to ensure that you leave some things that you may be enjoying. Yes? Things that you might be enjoying, you have to sacrifice. For example, you might have to sacrifice on your dressing. We're talking about these three whatever shorts. So you have to sacrifice on that. It might be fashionable to say, yes, some people are wearing those, but you have to sacrifice. And after sacrificing, then we can then say it pays. Your friends, you have to sacrifice. Brother and sister, some friends, you just have to ensure that you cut your relationship with some friends. Because you know this type of a friend, he will not lead me to do something that is good. So you just have to sacrifice the friendship. But after all is said, it might be painful to say, my friend, I'm leaving my friend. But after all is said and done, we are saying it pays to obey. Now, even the type of music, oh brother, yes, you just have to make sure your sieve is good enough to say, this type of music I don't listen to. It's not that every type of music, or even if he's saying like Jesus, Jesus, then you say you have to listen to that one. No, you just have to ensure, because every music, even there is an anointing that is associated, especially with that music. More so, especially with the singer, there is an anointing associated with that. And the bad thing about music is, you know, it goes in your subconscious. You might not even know that which the song that you are hearing is going even in your mind. You might not even notice that. I remember I was told a story. It happened a couple of years ago. It's a genuine true story, though not a believers. But a grandfather visited his son and his grandchildren. They were playing this worldly music. You know, say boom, 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 boom. You know, so until the grandfather said, "No, my grandchildren, we don't listen to this type of music. It's kind of riotous. Switch off if you don't have good music." And then the grandchildren, they were well taught, they listened to elders, so they switched off the radio. Within a small passage of time, you know, and the grandfather not knowing that the effect of the music had gone into him. So while there was that quietness, the grandfather, they were just surprised to hear him. He was saying, you know, he was singing, you know, the words that just came out of him unknowingly, because they had gone into the subconscious. So you see, the type of music that you listen to, when you go even in your closet alone, it can start playing back. So we are saying you have to sacrifice even to some music which is not right. We have got lots of good singers. All message singers, they sing so well. Beautiful songs, beautiful voices too, beautiful lyrics. Listen to those. And then when you sing, you get amazing grace. We were singing Only Believe, Only Believe. You can even feel the anointing is right. So it pays, brother and sister. If you listen to such kind of good music, anointing, yes, it will be a right kind of an anointing. Yes, the places you go, we don't just go to all the places, brother and sister. You have to sacrifice. But after you do that, we are saying it pays to obey. Even what you put on, outside and inside. Oh yes, even inside. You have to sacrifice. There are some drinks that we don't put in the inside of us. Yes, it's your mouth. It's in your esophagus, yes. But it helps. It pays to sacrifice. You won't say, oh no, I was the only one there who was not drinking. So I then thought, no, let me also just drink. No, you just have to sacrifice. You won't say, yes, other people, they were wearing even miniskirts, so I felt so, you know, odd and awkward. You have to sacrifice. Or you won't say, You know, oh, I didn't have enough money, boys, therefore they only cut my hair this size and they left the top part because I didn't have money to finish the hair. No, you just have to sacrifice as a boy. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some of the things, even right now, if I'm saying, you might not understand, but it pays to obey. Hallelujah. You know, look at a child or a baby, rather. Yes. She might not understand when mommy is saying, don't play with fire. But it pays, brother and sister, if that child is going to stay away from the fire. As she grows or as he grows, he'll then understand, say, oh, that's what mommy was saying that other day. She was telling me to stay away from fire for my own safety. So even young boys, young girls, there are some things that we are being told, even grown-up people as well, to say, stay away from pornography. But you are saying it's so good for my eyes, so good for my ears, whatsoever. But we are saying it pays to obey. Stay away from that. Evil sides, bad sides, stay away from those. It pays to obey. Wrong company, worldly friends. Yes, heavy friends filled with the Holy Ghost. It pays, brother and sister. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? So yes, it might be painful, but at the end of it, it pays, brother and sister, to obey. You want the Holy Ghost? You want the token? Oh, obey, brother and sister. Hallelujah. Let's take our first quote. I won't finish today, that I'm very aware. Maybe next service, other service, we'll just take maybe a series of this. I believe, yes, we just want to go slow to ensure that we know exactly what is expected of us. And when we know what is expected of us, we are saying, if we obey, brother and sister, you get the benefits when you obey. Token of 63 on paragraph 338, the prophet says, the token is a sign that the purchase has been made and it's been accepted. Now, you can't get the token from the railroad fare until you pay the price. And the only way you are going to pay the price is pay it. That's right. What? Believe it. Accept it. Now, full obedience to the whole world of God will entitle you to the token. Full obedience, not a part of it as far as your denomination goes, but all of it. Full obedience to the word, which is Christ, brings you into Christ. So, brother and sister, we are saying full obedience to the word of God. It pays when you fully obey. No wonder why the prophet is saying full obedience to the word of God will entitle you to the token. Amen. And we know the prophet even says it is necessary, it is a must, it is compulsory that you receive the Holy Ghost, the token. If you have a desire to go to heaven, to go into the rapture, brother and sister, it is a must, it is compulsory that you have full obedience to the word of God. Amen. Your nature, even your desires, should be subservient to the desires or to the dictates of the word of God. And we have to fully conform to what the Bible tells us. Full obedience is what is required of you, is what is required of me. Amen. The prophet in the message expectation, paragraph 28. So he's talking about Abraham when he was told of God. Remember in the previous message we spoke about Abraham, that God had confidence in him even when he was still an idol worshiper. So God is telling the idol worshiper to say, I've got confidence in you. And he is telling the idol worshiper to say on 28, separate yourself from your kindred. The reason he is telling the idol worshiper to separate himself from his kindred, he wanted him to have full attention to God and therefore obey him fully. That's what you have to do a lot of times. Separate yourself from a lot of unbelief. And remember, until Abraham fully obeyed God, the blessings never come until he fully obeyed God. So you might be wondering to say, why am I not getting my blessing? Why are things not moving well? The Bible, the prophet is telling us, until Abraham pulled out of his kindred, even out of his father or even Lot, blessings did not come. So if you want your blessings, brother and sister, you know this prescription is here. You've got to fully comply, to fully obey. And he took his daddy along and he caused trouble. And then Lot finally caused trouble and his men. And then as soon as he got separated from everything like God, he fully obeyed. When he came to full obedience, then God brought the blessing. Hallelujah. So if you want your blessings, brother and sister, the first thing is you have to obey. Full obedience first, then blessings will follow. Hallelujah. Now the same Abraham, God, when he obeyed God, he moved from his kindred and then he separated himself, his father, died, and then he got separated from Lot, and he was alone. That's when, yes, even the promised son came. Now, when the promised son came, God asked him to say, go sacrifice your only son. Brother and sister, that was such a hard ask. Imagine yourself, God coming to you and say, sacrifice your only son. Sacrifice your only child. Oh, brother and sister. But God had confidence in Abraham. Hallelujah. He knew Abraham will obey. Glory be to God. Now on 39, Jehovah Jireh, the prophet says. So he's talking about Abraham, yes. He throwed his little head back like that, reached down his bosom, took off the knife out of the sheath, raised it up, pulled his hair back like that, and his heart choking. It had to choke, brother and sister, to say, the son that I had waited for 25 years, and in a moment, that testimony is gone. Swallowing it back, as if to say, farewell, Isaac, my boy. Raised his hand, and about that time, listen, in full obedience, even if you are doing something wrong and walking in obedience, the Holy Ghost is there to stop you. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the reason why it is necessary, why it is a must, why it is compelling, brother, and compulsory that you and me have the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost will stop you when you want to do something that is wrong. You say, I'm afraid I ever receive the Holy Ghost, I might act indecently. Don't you worry, if it's the Holy Ghost, he will know when to stop you and when to start you. Hallelujah. He's got the baton in his hand. Glory be to God. You see, so he knows when to turn on and turn off. Just throw yourself at his mercy. Glory be to God. Brother and sister, so have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will stop you. The Holy Ghost is the inside teacher. He will tell you to say, we don't dress this way. We don't talk this way. We don't talk even the wrong, this kind of worldly talk. The Holy Ghost tells you that. The Holy Ghost will even tell you to say, this type of a friend is not right. I know if you have the Holy Ghost will whisper to you. But it is human nature to not to obey. But brother, this morning we are saying it pays to obey. Obey what the Holy Ghost, what the inside teacher is telling you to do. If he tells you to say, do this, even if it is against your will, brother and sister, your will should be subordinate to the will, to the command of the inside teacher. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even yes, the Holy Ghost, he knows. Because the Lord God, he knows the end from the beginning. He knows what is right for you. So he can tell you to say, this don't do. Glory be to God. You should be Christian enough, brother and sister, even to listen and to stop. If the scripture or if the message tells you to say you don't marry an unbeliever, yes, you might see this girl who is so pretty, I don't know, even if it is Miss World, and she accepted you, brother and sister, still obey what the Bible, what the scripture is saying. An unbeliever doesn't marry a believer, doesn't marry an unbeliever. Yes, even if she have got so white type of teeth, brother and sister, you still have trouble down the road. Yes, if you don't obey, brother and sister, trouble will be at your doorstep. But we are also saying this morning, it pays to obey. Hallelujah. Your heart might ache to say, oh, I'm leaving this nice deal. Oh, it's such a lucrative deal. Oh, brother, don't you worry. Even though it is painful, but it pays to obey. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You might not understand, yes, brother and sister. But we are telling you, brother, obey. We normally talk. I'm sure everybody knows that we love one another. You love even your enemy. You might not understand, brother and sister, to say, preacher, you want me to love my enemy. My enemy wants me dead. And you are saying I should love my enemy. Yes, brother. Yes, sister. You might not understand. I might not even understand. But still, love your enemies. Do good to them that persecute you. Knowing somebody persecutes you, but we are saying, love that person. Pray for that person. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There is a story in the Bible, in 2 Kings chapter 6. We had the king of Syria and the king of Israel. The king of Syria wanted to kill the king of Israel. So he will make an arrangement, they will plot with his army to say, yes, the king of Israel is going to pass through such a place on such a day, such a time. We are going to ambush him there. So they strategize everything ready with his soldiers. They will then go there. But there was a prophet, Elisha. Elisha would then tell the king of Israel to say, do not go through this place at a certain time. And the Bible says, not only once, not only twice did he avoid even death, brother and sister, because the king of Israel obeyed the word of Elisha. It saved his life. Hallelujah. Because he obeyed. Hallelujah. Now, so the king of Syria was wroth to say, each time we plan, but somehow there's somebody who is telling the king of Israel so that our plans come to naught. I want to believe some people went for martial court. I also want to believe some people were killed to say you are telling our adversary, hallelujah. Or until one person, one courageous soldier saying, oh king, live forever. You might finish us, you might kill all of us, but there is nobody among us who is telling the king of Israel. There is somebody, there is a prophet called Elisha who tell or who is telling the king of Israel. And he was even saying, even that which you speak to the queen, O king, the secrets that you tell the queen, and even to say who is going to succeed you, O king, he knows, he hears that. So don't kill us, O king. It is Elisha. And out of rage, the king of Syria said, go, go and take him. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. But you know, sometimes the devil is so foolish. Imagine he is being told to say this Elisha, he can even hear and see what you are talking to with the queen, even in your bedchamber. But he is saying, go take that person. So doesn't he think to say, if he, Elisha, could hear what they are discussing in the inner chamber, he could also even hear and yes, what they are strategizing. Poor soldiers, they obey. Hallelujah. That's also the good thing about soldiers, they obey. They knew they are going to somebody who is even aware that they were coming. But obedience. So they went. They enclosed the city. And when they woke up in the morning, the servant of the man of God, he then saw the soldiers. And he was so afraid. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. But I like one thing. When he approached the man of God, he was then told, fear not. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And when he was told to say, fear not, he obeyed. He believed the man of God. He said, I know this Elisha, he has got the double portion of the spirit of Elijah. Whatever he says, yes, I've got to obey it. And he says, I'm not going to fear. Glory be to God. This story, you know, he asked that his eyes be opened, and the eyes were opened, and then he saw that there were chariots and a great horse on their side. And then Elisha then also prayed, say, smite the soldiers with blindness. And the soldiers, immediately, they were smitten with blindness. And then he led them to the king of Syria. Now, I was just giving you this background, brother and sister, so that you could know that the king of Syria and the king of Israel, they were enemies. The king of Syria wanted to kill the king of Israel. So by taking Elisha, the king of Syria was saying, I want to remove the one who is blocking me to reach and take and kill the king of Israel. Now, so the soldiers who were strategizing with the king, they are brought in the presence of the king of Israel. Now, the king of Israel, he comes face to face with the people who were plotting to kill him. Hallelujah. As a natural man, your enemy is there. The one who was plotting to kill you is in your vicinity. Now he speaks like a man. Now on verse 22 of 2 Kings chapter 6. He sees them to say, this is my enemy. He asked the man of God. He said, my father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? Oh, look at the emphasis, brother and sister. As a man, he's saying, oh, this is time for me to offer my vengeance. He has to declare it twice. The question, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? Oh, but praise be the name of the Lord. Here comes the response from the prophet of God. What is the question? Shall I smite my enemy? The response is, set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Oh, brother, it is unheard of. It is inhuman to say your enemy who wants to kill you, you are asking. In fact, the way he was asking, I think he was looking forward for a nod to say, yes, go ahead and exterminate them. But here comes the response and say, oh, instead of killing them, put bread, set water before them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And when you set bread before them, when they've eaten, when they are full, give also another provision for their way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And when they'd eaten and drunk, he sent them away and they went to their master. Glory be to God. Listen to the last portion of this verse 23. So the bands of Israel came no more into the land of Israel. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's not an issue of saying a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. No, brother. But what you do, brother, where there is hate, you come with love. Glory be to God. Brother and sister, if the soldiers, if the king of Israel had killed the soldiers, oh, brother and sister, he was going to invite war in his camp. The king of Syria was going also to amass some more soldiers and then come for a fight. But brother and sister, when love was shown, when love was projected, sovereign grace took over. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, because love was extended, love was shown, food was given, and then there was also given food for the way. Brother, the Bible is saying, so the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. You might not understand when the Bible is saying, love your enemy. You might not understand, and we are not asking you to understand anyway. Just obey, just believe, brother and sister. God will do the rest. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God so much. We just have to obey, brother. Even if it is against your will, just obey, brother. From the scripture we read, brother and sister, hallelujah. Oh, there's something there that's fascinating. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he met those lepers, the lepers, they cried unto him, they lifted up their voices, and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. The reason that they were crying, they wanted the Lord Jesus Christ to heal them. Hallelujah. But the Lord Jesus Christ, as my Bible, I don't see it where it is written that the Lord Jesus Christ prayed for them. What I saw, what I read in my Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ, when they asked, when he talked to them, he simply said, go, show yourself unto the priest. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. And this morning, brother and sister, we are saying it pays to obey. Glory. If these lepers had said, how can we go show ourselves to the priest when we're still lepers, brother and sister, they were going to remain in a leprous condition. Hallelujah. But they obeyed. They said, we are told, go show yourselves unto the priest. Glory be to God. Brother and sister, oh, when they started walking, hallelujah, I want to believe when they took the first step, second step, so many steps they took, they still were leprous. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But they obeyed. They said, what did he tell us? He said, go, Show yourselves unto the priest. Glory be to God. Oh, brother, one more thing as well. By going to show yourself to the priest, in other words, you are saying to the priest, I was leprous, but now I've been healed. Then the priest will then say, will supervise you, will look, check on you, and really confirm to say, indeed, you are no longer leprous. And then you are then asked, allowed to join in with the normal people. Hallelujah. Look at the power of obedience, brother. So they are still walking while they were still leprous. Glory be to God. But brother, we are saying this morning, it pays to obey. Hallelujah. So as they took one more step, brother and sister, one leper looked at the other leper and said, praise be the name of the Lord. You have been cleansed. Glory. The other one also looked at this other one as well. And all of them, brother and sister, they were cleansed. Why were they cleansed? They obeyed, brother. That's why we are saying, brother, it pays to obey. Glory be to God. You might not understand, brother, but we are saying, as long as the word has been proclaimed to you, we are saying it pays to obey. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for giving us the spirit, for giving us the ability that we obey. Glory be to God. I'm just remembering, even Peter, he had toiled all night. Glory. Hallelujah. Peter was an experienced fisherman. He did fish. He was fishing the entire night and he caught nothing. That's exactly what the Bible says. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he came and said, launch unto the deep. Hallelujah. Peter said, oh Lord, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. But I like what he said. He said, but at thy word, I will launch unto the deep. Why? He obeyed. Glory be to God. Because he obeyed, brother. Oh, it paid off dividends unto Peter. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And he caught a multitude of fish until his nets were about to break. When they were putting that in their ship was about to sink. And they had to beckon other people, other ship, to say, come and help us. Oh, brother and sister, it pays to obey. Glory be to God. I also even remember, brother, even Martha and Mary, when their brother was 4 days, yes, in the grave. Glory be to God. But here comes that man. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he lifted up his stubbed shoulders and he said, roll out the stone. Glory be to God. Oh, brother, in a natural setup, brother, it was unheard of to say somebody who had been dead 4 days. And even they even mentioned that he stinketh, but I like it. They obeyed, hallelujah, and it pays, brother and sister, to obey. It pays to obey the voice of the master. Glory be to God. They rolled off the stone. When they rolled off the stone and he had to do his job, he said, Lazarus, come forth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I like it, brother. Corruption knew the voice of its master. Corruption had to obey, brother. Oh, glory be to God. If corruption, brother, could obey, skin worms, they were busy eating the flesh, hallelujah, of Lazarus. But when they heard the supernatural voice speaking, the supernatural voice bellowing, oh, that skin worm said, I have to quit my eating. Hallelujah. Why? If a skin worm, if corruption could obey the voice of the master, who are you not to obey the voice of the master? Brother and sister, we are saying this morning, it pays to obey the voice of the master. Mary and Martha, they got their brother back because they obeyed. They rolled off the stone. And when he spoke, brother, hallelujah, even the wind, brother, oh glory, he put his foot on the braille of that ship and said, peace, be still. Oh, glory be to God. Nature had to obey, brother. Oh, I'm asking you this morning, brother, it pays for you to overcome. It pays for you, brother, if you obey. Glory be to God. We talk about Abraham. Hallelujah. When we say, in blessing, I'll bless thee. Brother and sister, do you know this only happened when he obeyed? The Bible says, because thou have done this, what is this that is in obeying to sacrifice your only son? And because he had obeyed, hallelujah, obedience, brother, is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Because thou have done this, that now in blessing I will bless thee, in multiplying thy seed as the stars of heaven, and thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. Brother and sister, you could be saying, oh, preacher, you don't know my situation. You do not understand my situation. Yes, I do not understand, and I don't even want to understand it. What I know is what the Bible says, and I obey what the Bible says. You could be saying, I'm having a tummy trouble. Oh, my back is so painful. I don't have no food on the table. Yes, I don't want to understand that. What I understand is, I want to obey the dictates of the word. The word says, by his stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, I am healed. I don't want to understand what you complain about. I want to understand what he says. Glory be to God. Or sometimes, brother, we also have to obey to disobey. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm remembering even that blind Bartimaeus. People, he was crying out. He was screaming out to say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Oh, and the people were quieting him. They were saying, you shut up. Oh, but glory be to God. He said, yes, I am going to obey you by disobeying. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anything, brother, that is trying to water down your faith, brother, obey by disobeying it. Glory be to God. They were telling them to say, yes, we appear like grasshoppers. Hallelujah. But there were other two spies who said, yes, we will obey by disobeying and saying, let's go at once. Oh, we can take over. Glory be to God. Brother and sister, look at Moses. One man, he ran away from Egypt because he wanted even to deliver the children of Israel. He could not. But in the burning bush, he was told, I am sending you to go and deliver. He took his mule, his wild child, and he went with his crooked stick. People, the prophet would say, will be asking him, where are you going, Moses? To Egypt. To say, what are you going to do there? To take over. Glory be to God. It sounded, it appeared, being insane to say one man invasion. It was unheard of. But brother and sister, he was obeying the call of duty. He was enjoying or obeying what God had told him. And brother, we know God took a hold of him. Oh, glory be to God. At the Red Sea, the same Moses. Yes, when he saw there was the sea, there were mountains and Pharaoh behind. Oh, he started crying. And God said, why cry? Speak. Glory be to God. And he said, I'm going to obey. What is the obedience? I'm going to speak. Glory. He spoke, brother. Sometimes you don't have to ask God, but you speak and the wall of heaven will back up exactly what he said. What did he speak? What did he say? He said, these Egyptians, whom you see, you shall see them again no more. Obeying God's voice to speak. Brother and sister, we are also saying, obey God's voice. Speak also. Don't cry. Why cry? Speak. Glory be to God. If you speak, brother, the wall of heaven, the walls of heaven, brother, they will come and be to your rescue. Oh, glory be to God. It didn't matter. Even the Hebrew boys, when we spoke about those, brother, they obeyed to say, yes, the Bible tells us to say we don't worship images. We only worship God. Glory be to God. Even when the king said, you'll be thrown in the fiery furnace, they said, oh, king, we are not careful to answer you in this manner. We will obey you by disobeying your orders. Glory Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we are looking for sisters who obey in disobeying things that are not right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God will come to your rescue. I know my God. Angels are ready to come to vindicate, to help, to deliver people who stand, who obey his word. Remember, you did not write any word, but it is God who wrote the word, and his word will defeat the enemy anytime, anywhere, under any circumstance, under any condition. So we got to believe, we got to obey, to follow the dictates of this word. Lord, we are saying, we want to thank you, Lord, for putting your confidence in us. Because of that, we want to obey. We are obeying you, Lord. And we know when we obey, you will get, we will reap even benefits. God bless you. God bless you. As we just have a time of prayer, I believe the Lord is here to help us. Yes, there are benefits associated. Yes, when you obey. Oh, yes, when you obey, brother and sister. So many benefits are associated. They will be wrapped in that in which you are saying you are obeying the dictates of the word of God. Shall we pray? Eternal Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Almighty Jehovah. There is none like thee, O God. You reign from heaven above, Almighty Jehovah. Some things might appear, O God, unheard of. Oh God, fear might be coming on us, Almighty, especially even in this, Lord, scourge that's happening, oh God. But Lord, if we take you at your word, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, if we obey, Lord, your word, Almighty Jehovah, Lord God, you came, Lord Jehovah, to Gideon, who was so fearful. Lord, you told him, thou mighty man of valor. Lord Jesus Christ, it helped, oh God, to obey, to say, yes, I am a mighty man of valor. Lord Jesus Christ, you delivered all the children of Israel, oh God. Lord Jesus Christ, I pray this afternoon, Lord, those people who are going to believe, Lord God, to obey your word, Lord, we pray, Father, may blessings, Lord, overtake them, Lord Jehovah. Because, Lord God, it pays, yes, Lord, to obey Almighty Jehovah. Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, protect your children, Lord. Father, as they travel, as they move from place to place, Lord, I pray, Father, may you keep them, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, those who are not feeling well, Lord, we don't care what disease it is, Lord, as long as they are not well, as long as it is a disease, we know it is, Lord God, Father, a demon. Lord God, you gave us the power to cast out demons in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pronounce healing, oh God, to those that have the faith, Almighty Jehovah, to receive their healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we want, oh God, Father, these benefits. It is children's bread. For healing, it is children's bread, Father. We thank you. We appreciate you, Father. Lord, we commit, Lord God, this week ahead of us, Lord. Be with us. Help us, Lord, that we live right. Forgive our many sins and trespasses, Lord. Cleanse us, Almighty Jehovah. We want to walk circumspectly. We want to please you. We want to follow your word, Lord. Father, baptize us with the Holy Ghost, Almighty. Baptize us, Lord, with the love, Almighty, that, Lord, will be able to conquer all things, Mighty Jehovah. Lord, we want to thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray as we appreciate you, my Lord. Amen and amen. May the good Lord bless you. We continue praying for one another. We also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. God love one for another. Above everything, love one another. I say, love one another. And I love you. Shalom. God bless you.